In Raja Yoga, there are 8 steps of the process. Eight steps of the process. The first 2 steps are longest. They take a very long time, years and years. The first step is called Yama, and the second step is called Niyama. Niyama, Yama and Niyama. Yama I already gave you yesterday, because this is taken from Patanjali. Yesterday I spoke to you of 5 yamas: Satya, Ahimsa, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha, Asteya. Truth, non-violence, self-control, self-limitation to the minimum, and non-stealing. These are the 5 great yamas. So, in Raja Yoga, you cannot attain to the stillness of the mind unless you practice this for years and years, these 5 things. Then mind becomes controlled a little. When you do this practice for years, be truthful always, be non-violent, control your senses again and again and again and again in all different circumstances, and so on. And then niyama, you must follow rule of daily life. You should have first cleanliness. Be clean absolutely every day. So Rajyogis take lot of baths. Be clean. Then contentment. No grudge, no grumbling. Whatever happens to you, you bear, endure, and be contented. It's a very difficult art to be contented. Then swadhyaya, study regularly. Not regular means exactly at the right time you should read. Not at irregular times. At 10:30 means 10:30 you must be here. That is studies. And study by yourself. It is free progress. So you should study by yourself. Not impose upon you. You should, on your own, you should say, I want to study. Even if it's difficult, I must study. Then Ishvara Pranidhana, submission to the Divine. These are what are called niyamas, regular practices in every circumstance, for many, many years. When you have done this, then you do pranayama, or you can do even simultaneously pranayama, breath control, and asana, but not as in Hatha Yoga. Simple pranayama, exercises of inhaling, exhaling and retaining. Puraka, Rechaka, Kumbhaka. These are Sanskrit words for inhaling, exhaling and retaining. Don't remember all these words because at present it will be too difficult. Inhale, exhale and retain. In Hatha Yoga, these three processes are long processes. Various kinds of retaining of breath for long, long hours. In Raja Yoga, it is just enough, comfortable. There is no insistence that you must be a great controller of your breath. That is not demanded. And asana. In the case of Hatha Yoga, there are various kinds of asanas, scores of them. In Raja Yoga, any posture in which you feel comfortable is enough. But you should be able to sit in one posture for hours. That is the one condition. Normally we sit in a one comfortable position, then we change it after some time, be again comfortable, then again change it, be again comfortable. In Raja Yoga, normally what is proposed is that your back should be straight and erect. The spinal cord should be straight. Your head must be erect, not drooping down, absolutely straight. And be able to keep your feet crossed. But comfortably. For many people even that is not easy. In India of course most of the children right from the childhood they sit in that cross-legged form, so it is no problem. But it is not imposed that there must be only one kind of posture. Whatever posture you decide, you can even lie down. It's also a posture. But lie down completely still, not tossing about in the bed. That is not asana. Asana means seated in a still form, really seated. To be able to live in one place for years, that is also asana. Human beings have the habit of loitering, going to one town, afterwards another town and third town. According to Raja Yoga, you should be able to live in one place for years and years and years. That is also asana. But minimum is one comfortable place, comfortable posture, and for quite some time we should be able to be in that posture for quite long time. Once you are comfortable in one posture and can remain in that posture for quite some time, then you begin the real practice of Raja Yoga now. All this is preliminary. Now comes the real process. The real process is withdrawal of the mind from everything else, excepting one object which you choose. You can choose any object if you like. You can choose a book, you can choose this object, you can choose a stone if you like, you can choose the tip of the flame of fire, you can light a lamp and then when the lamp is lighted there is a flame. You can concentrate only on that flame top of the plate. Select any object you like. You may even keep your object one word, like Om. Just fix your consciousness upon the letter Om. Any object which you concentrate upon, the condition is you withdraw your mind from everything else. That is a difficult task. The mind runs after many, many things. You will observe how the mind runs. Particularly when you want to centralize on one object, you will find mind running about. To withdraw the mind from all the other objects, excepting one that you have chosen, is the fifth step of Rajyoga. The first step was Yama, second step was Niyama, third step was Pranayama, fourth is Asana, or Asana comes third, Pranayama is the fourth. Then the fifth is, in Sanskrit it is called Pratyahara. Don't remember this word, afterwards you will remember when I come to Rajyoga proper in detail. It's called Pratyahara, but the meaning is withdraw the mind from all other objects excepting the one which you have chosen. So the emphasis upon withdrawal. Whenever the mind runs, you just withdraw it. It's like horses running and you control them. Then the sixth step is when you can fix your mind on that object for some time at least. Having withdrawn your mind from all others, your mind should now be able to dwell at least for some time on the object that you have chosen. You should not deflect at that time, absolutely on that spot, at least for some time. This is called dharana in Sanskrit. Then comes the next step. When you can dwell upon that object for a long time. Not only for a short time, but for a long time. That is called dhyana. The word dhyana is very famous all over the world now. But it is the seventh step of Rajyoga. Dhyana. It is called meditation or concentration. Dhyana is a concentration which has two varieties, meditation or contemplation. Concentration has two varieties, meditation or contemplation. That is the seventh step of Rajyoga. Then comes the eighth step. Samadhi. The word Samadhi also is very famous all over the world. Absorption of the mind in the object. Samadhi means absorption of the mind in the object. There is no difference between your mind and the object. The idea and the object become one. And that object becomes luminous in that state. All that is in the object becomes known to you. The object reveals itself. You don't need to read the books. This is the secret of Rajayoga. Swami Vivekananda has written somewhere. You must know about Vivekananda a lot because he did yogas in a very extraordinary manner in a short time of his life. He said, if I knew in my childhood the power of yoga, the power of concentration of the mind, I would have spent my time in developing concentration rather than reading books. Because if you know concentration, then any knowledge that you want can be acquired, even without reading the books. This is the secret which the Rajayoga has discovered. By external knowledge you can get a good deal. By reading, by hearing, you can get a lot of knowledge, that is true. But even without reading, without hearing, if you just concentrate upon an object, then the knowledge automatically blooms in you. This is the discovery of Rajayoga, extraordinary discovery. You can command knowledge. Therefore, Rajayogi, if he wants any knowledge, he just concentrates upon the object and the knowledge flows. Now this may look like a magic, but this is the claim of Rajayoga, that if you concentrate upon any object, the object reveals itself. The concentration has such a power. Even when you read, you will find that even if you read, if you don't attain concentration, you won't understand. It's a fact. That's why people say, read with concentration. Because concentration is the real means. If you don't concentrate, knowledge does not grow in you. So even when you use the external methods, the real method of knowledge is concentration. Only when you concentrate, you gain the knowledge. These are the 8 steps. This is the process of Rajayoga. The aim is, as I told you, perfection of mental powers and discovery of the immobile Purusha freed from all mobility of nature. This is the aim of Rajayoga. The instrument is the mind. And the method, the process, is eightfold. Yama, Niyama, Pranayama, Asana, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. Eightfold. I think tomorrow we shall deal with Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. You will see in each yoga the aim is specific, the instrument is specific, and the process is specific. Once we gain the knowledge of all the yogas, then we shall be in a position to understand the word integral yoga. And we were actually dealing with this word when we came to all this. That's why the second paragraph should be read very, very slowly. It contains a tremendous treasure. So we are not in a hurry, so we shall read slowly. All right.